Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverine's Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do getting all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah.
5 years and my life is still trying to get a back creepy healer of hope for a destination.
And welcome to Women's Freedom Radio on this Tuesday night. And I tell you what, the bipolar weather went away. It's 70 degrees outside, and it was nice and warm for a change. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
Oh, pretty good, man. Same thing down here. After about a week with no sun and cold weather, it popped out today. We hit about 75 here.
Oh, yeah, had a heat wave. I know. I enjoy working in my yard for a change. I'm getting ready to put up a fence and try to keep the cows out because I'm going to try to do a garden again. Last year they ate my garden up, so this year I'm going to try to put a fence up, you know. But Virgil's not going to be joining us tonight. He's on the road and stuff. He's, in fact, he's on his way home and everything. But he told me to tell you that he'll be up here on Thursday night to join us and everything. But I tell you, brother, you know, this stuff that's going on right now is so crazy. I mean, I'm starting to see a lot of people catching on to what's going down and everything, because ever since this started with Russia and Ukraine, everything kind of didn't make sense, because they were showing old videos from Afghanistan, older videos from the older war and everything, trying to make it look like it was Ukraine. And this is a bunch of propaganda. Go ahead.
No, anybody who's saying there's nothing going on, right?
I know there is. Yeah.
They got the good. The question is, the $64 question is, what in the exact fuck is going on? Because if you look at it, what we got? We got Putin rolls into Ukraine. What's Ukraine? Mm-hmm. The big, elitist, corrupt politician, money laundering operation in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's doing nothing. Wasn't going to step in. Nobody. The whole year it was just sitting there. Well, last Friday, one of their ministers came out and said, you know what, we're fixing to broadcast video, audio, bank records, of all the corruption. And all of a sudden, people can't send Ukraine enough weapons.
Right.
Of course, you know, we had biolabs there, and they were testing some of this shit on Ukrainian soldiers, U.S.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. If you remember, Russell, thinking back when this virus started coming out, a lot of it wasn't just coming from Africa, it was coming out of Ukraine with these new viruses, if you remember, and everything.
Well,
you know,
I think... Well, you know, it's no doubt it was a pandemic, hands down. But Biden supposedly goes up and puts all these sanctions against Russia, like that. But we're still buying 595,000 barrels of oil a day from them. So tell me how that works.
Right. That's what a couple of the congressmen up in D.C. was saying, you know, why the hell are we buying oil from Russia if we're doing sanctions? What good does that do?
Well, 595,000 barrels of oil after all the shit that goes on with it, so that's about $700 million. That was going into Russia's war chest. And then Biden stops the drilling and does everything he can to stop drilling here. And then, with all this shit going on, what does the genius do? Well, he pulls 30 million barrels out of the strategic reserve, all right? And our enemies are sitting there going, what the fuck did he just do? You know,
right. Yeah, I laughed when I saw that.
And look, people, I am not pro Putin, but I'm looking at all the fucking angles here, all right? And I don't care if you guys it up. The mask just added up. Europe and their little boutique army are as useful as tips on a bullet hole. Hang on a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, it's like Virgil was saying last night, you know, none of this makes sense because, you know, Russia went in. Russia could have easily have taken Ukraine down very easily, and he didn't do it. It's like it was a fucked up plan because, you know, he was screaming last night, Russell. He was screaming. He was like, what the fuck's going on with that?
I don't think they figured the resistance they were going to run into. That's the first rule of philosophy. Sun Tzu, the art of war, never underestimate enemies. That could have been, but it, Russia's infamous for having logistics problems, so I can see that. But like I said, it just doesn't add up.
No.
And so I was sitting there thinking about it, you know, and I just kind of, and I lock out about half I see and read because you can't trust anything anymore whatsoever.
Exactly.
And some of these guys out there, running on some of these chats and stuff like that. I had no idea what their high are, but it's some pretty good shit. You know, calling it a
might
fake
be that free
and all that.
It could be that free crack by the Biden's passing.
Well, you know, there's those out there that say this is nothing but a distraction. Well, they're right about that. It's a hell of a distraction. And I guarantee you the Democrats haven't taken their foot off the accelerator on their agenda through any of this. So, I mean, add up. You know what? I'm going to say something here that's going to freak people out. And I don't know. I haven't had time to give it enough thought and really work it through. But, when you think about it, you know, Putin went to the UN over those labs and stuff and all that. NATO kept pushing further to his borders. And got to admit, Putin is a legacy guy, though. So all that shit means something to him. And I tell you what, I haven't figured out which one it is yet. And,
if you remember, it's like, go ahead and I'll finish. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying is, I haven't had enough time to think it all the way through, but with the way things are going, and any time media goes full bore, he's a bad guy. That always throws up red flags for me. And this guy, they're making the hero, Zelensky, the president there, that guy ran the money laundering operation. He's as crooked and globalist as the day is long. So you kind of So you got to stop and think. And I'm not saying this is what it is, but it's something worth delving into and doing a little research on because
exactly.
Putin hates the New World Order. He said it several times. He's pretty much told them to piss off.
He said he was going to go after him. You know.
Either Putin is criminally insane, or he just said fuck it and took it to the New World Order. And I don't know which one it is yet. What do you think?
Well, me and Virgil was talking last night about this. Actually, Virgil was screaming out of tough with his lungs. He was like shocked, disappointed, and pissed off at the same time. It never seemed like that, Russell. But he made a valid point. It's like, you know, those biolabs that are in there, the human child trafficking is also in there. They got human, you know, where they're selling human organs and stuff from that. That's why they went after that nuclear power plant site, because me and Virgil did some really deep digging into that nuclear power plant and everything. Even though it was shut out, that's where a lot of the trafficking was coming out of, from underground and everything there too. So the big picture is, you know, Putin said a while back that he was going to go after every one of them. And it's like you said earlier, he put his nuts out there, you know, and everything, big time. And so Virgil was saying last night, it was like, which side should we root for, you know? And I feel bad for the Ukrainian citizens that are caught up in all this and everything.
But you're going, we're human beings. But, you know, like you said, it sounds like Virgil was tracking about the same way I am. And I'm thinking Putin fired the first shots against the New World Order. I mean, that is the only thing that makes sense to me. I could be full of shit as a Christmas turkey, you know.
Yep. But, well, that's what Virgil was saying last night, too. And everything, but they, you know, it's like, see, they backed him into court. This is all Biden administration. They put him in that situation, backed him into court.
Yeah.
So what did you expect him to do? He can't look weak.
Nope.
You know, and everything.
And what really makes me think that is that in all the years Putin's been in power, he's never fucking brought out or said anything about nukes, you know.
Exactly.
So,
well, Virgil was plenty of scared Sunday. He called me up. He's like, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think he's just bluffing. But, you know, and I go, and we talked for at least a couple of hours Sunday. And he goes, no, he's going to do it. They pushed him further back into a wall, and now he's going to fix those nukes, you know, and everything. But he hasn't used them yet.
No, but one thing you got to consider about it, like I said, Putin is a legacy guy, and he will not want to go down in history as a guy who brought down Russia the second time.
Right.
You know, and what really makes me think that is all the central banks went after. Man, this is like a globalist attack, the propaganda network. All you hear, But it's kind of silly in some aspects, because you can see where some real stuff went on. There's a couple of guys who veterans who got connections in there and stuff, and they posted some videos and stuff. And some of it could kind of like that looked orchestrated, you know, with the kid dying and all that kind of stuff, you know. I mean, shit, Joseph, I don't even know what the fuck to think anymore. But my society,
that's what we said.
My body senses are telling me that something's very, very wrong with this picture.
Exactly.
And maybe the guy being portrayed as a bad guy ain't the bad guy. Like I said, that's just me thinking and all angles of everything the way I like to do. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but you cannot honestly assess the situation without taking that into consideration, at least in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, too, you know, like we were saying last night on the show, And actually, Virgil said that same thing you just said. And it's like, you know, we got to look at it at all the different angles and everything. But the real picture is, you know, why did Pitt go after the NWO, the New World Order and everything, you know, and everything? Well, the question of that is because they're trying to push their agenda. They attacked him because he wouldn't join them.
They kept pushing closer and closer to the borders of the new Russia, if you want, rather than what it was before the wall came
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they
exactly.
kept
and now.
Pushing, and I'm telling you, man, I remember somebody said, oh, Russia's not going to do nothing. They're scared. Let me tell you something. Putin is a man who is more than willing to die for what he believes in. And that is
yep.
dangerous.
That's a fact. Those are facts. Well, too, and the narrative, too, that blows the Democrats and these anti-gunners and everything that hates the gun, that hates us to have our guns and stuff. Well, Ukraine also solved that problem. You haven't heard anybody mention Vitro since that started, right?
And
you know,
but on our side, man, the Biden administration has crushed the energy business.
Mm-hmm.
Which we now have to get our oil from OPEC again and Russia. And
mm-hmm.
they drilling here harder. And let me ask you something. Here's a question that crossed my mind. Which really made me start thinking about what we just discussed was that. Okay, so they got all these sanctions against Russia, oil, and that kind of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
tell me, what's Europe going to do? Probably 85% of their fuel, heating oil, all that comes from Russia. What are they going to do? Go, you know what? Fuck you, Putin. Keep your oil in the middle of winter.
Right.
Huh?
That's a legit question. And my answer would that be, do you think he's really worried about the oil? I mean, he could cut the oil off. Hurt us. In the meantime, the stupid ass administration up there, they don't want to turn on the Keystone Pipeline. Oh, to get built against the climate change. It's dangerous. We just can't do it.
So now, the idiot bitch got on TV today and goes, well, it would take 10 years for the Keystone Pipeline to have any effect on it. That is the biggest bunch of bullshit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
She said that on national TV.
Yeah, I saw that, and I also saw where she said that Ukraine is just a little tiny country. It's not just part of, you know, and I started laughing. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? You know, and everything. But
well,
I think
Biden and company wants to see Ukraine fall.
Well, here's the reason. I'm glad you brought that up.
There goes all the dirt on them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And the reason for that is, and a lot of people I've been watching have been saying the same thing. The reason for that is because if Ukraine falls, all that evidence against the administration, the NWO, everybody gets all wiped out. It's all gone.
Exactly. So anyway,
prove me wrong. Prove me wrong,
anybody. The convoy stalled. It's this. It's that. I don't know. It may. It may not be. But I promise you, MLRS launchers.
Can
launch a rocket well over 13 miles.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, too, did you catch this? You know, a couple of days ago, it's like we got a listener in the chat room, Brighton Boy, and he was just saying he made a valid point, you know. Well, now the administration wants to send our Border Patrol up there to help, you know, but yet they can't do send any help down here to our borders. What the fuck? Why send our Border Patrol agents up there?
What's Biden going to say in his speech tonight? I hope y'all enjoyed your free trial with socialism. Stand by.
Nah, he's just going to say, if y'all go into a nuclear fallout in case of nuclear war, wear your mask and go and make sure you're 6 feet apart. You heard that one, didn't you? You heard about that, right?
I did. I was actually trying to forget that came out of someone's mouth, but okay.
Well, the way I see it, brother, with all that heat coming out of those nukes, that's going to kill the viruses, so why worry about it? We're going to kill everything anyway. You know?
Yeah.
But I was telling Trish about that today. I go, did you hear about that, Trish? And she was like, no, I didn't hear about that. She goes, that's fucked up. She was like, did he really say that? I go, yeah, he really said it. But
have you heard anything on the People's Convoy? I haven't even been keeping up with that.
Yes, I have. They have been kind of quiet, not trying to put too much out there because of all the attention they're drawing and everything with the Antifa and all that. But they are arriving in D.C. Johnson called me yesterday. I was hoping he'd call in on the show tonight, but he's up there and everything and stuff. But it grew. When they came through here the other day, it was 65 miles long. 65
damn.
Miles long. I was like, damn, that's, and it grew more, you know, and everything. And at the same time they were coming through, that was Friday, at the same time they came through, we had an earthquake.
What up? They get support of people on the side of the road, the overpasses, or?
Here down in Albuquerque, the overpasses, there's a lot of people up there, you know, showing support and stuff. But it was funny because around about 2 p.m., the same time they came through my part of town, which is Berlin, going into Las Cruces, we had a 2.9 earthquake. And everything. It shook about half the town, you know, and I felt it. And we heard a sonic boom. Well, I thought it was a sonic boom because we heard an explosion and everything. I was like, what the fuck? You know? I was like, oh, that's a convoy going by. You know? Bring it, boy. It's 65 miles long. Not 5 miles.
Yeah.
But anyhow, you know, but they're growing. And also, one of the trucks, I don't know if you caught this as well, I just came out yesterday, that one of the truckers that was driving a Penske truck carrying a sign, well, Penske decided to shut his truck off manually.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. They did do it manually. They used a kill switch, didn't they?
Yeah, they used a throw switch. And can you imagine how dangerous that could have been if he was on the road?
Well, I'm sure it was a leaf truck that had a GPS tracker on stuff, so he probably knew he wasn't moving.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's 65 miles long. That was long. It's grown larger than that. Once they hit up Texas, I believe they were in Tulsa yesterday, and it grew way past 75 miles. And then now they're up in near D.C., going through D.C. now and everything. And so it's wild. So, but and also I haven't heard any more on the border. Butterfly got quiet because I haven't seen any more posts on her and everything. But last time I was talking to her, they were getting overrun over there, very badly. They were getting overrun. Butterfly, remember the girl we had on here from the Arizona border?
Oh yeah.
And everything, so I haven't heard from her the last couple of days. But anyway, Jonathan, if you're listening, call in, buddy. Give us an update. but anyhow, that's about as much information as I got right now on that, on the convoy. But, you know, everybody's like, well, the convoy needs to turn around and go back home. It's a trap. And it's like, no, this is the best time, because with everything going on with the Russia and Ukraine, this adds more pressure. This will add a whole lot more pressure on the administration, you know, and everything. Well,
group up there that have started believing that maybe is a good way to put it, but a lot of false information going around out there.
Oh, yeah. That's why you can't believe her. I mean, at first I was kind of believing some of the videos I was seeing out of Ukraine. I was like, and I sent something to Virgil. I said, Virgil, something's wrong with this. He goes, yeah, that's an overt video from Pakistan. I was like, I thought so. You know, and everything. But what got me, I don't know if you saw this, but what got me was the farmer that went in and stole the tank when the tank drivers ran out of gas in their tank and everything, and the farmer hooked up to the tank and towed it. I was like, because that's a real, can a tractor actually pull that much weight behind them, especially a tank? You know, but I tell you, something to think. But you can't believe everything you see, you know, and stuff on there. But a lot of it too, like Virgil said, is also video games.
What did Virgil say was?
So a lot of it too is video games that we're seeing. You know,
yeah.
That's clipped in there and everything too. And, you know, the other question I have, and nobody's been able to answer yet, why the hell was Sean Penn there in the UK trying to film a war documentary when there was no war going on?
In the UK? Like London?
Yeah. He was left there. He's been there since January filming it. Said he was getting ready to film a war documentary. So he said, I'm like, man, did he know something that we don't know?
And you know, I think it's pretty much that he doesn't know nothing.
Right. But I don't know. There's so much propaganda, so much misinformation and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like me and Virgil said last night, you know, that over the last 12 years we've done this show for the very first time, we were speechless and had no kind of intel.
Well, you know, you sit there and you look at the intel coming in, you sit through, you know, what's propaganda, what's misinformation, you sit there and you look at it, and you run it through in your mind, and it's like, what in the exact fuck? You know, it just...
right. Well, it's like Carmelita told me and you before this even started. She said, this is a wagon tail. I believe it.
Now, I don't know. Well, people have been using that expression. They've been using it inaccurately.
Mm-hmm.
Black dog is completely fabricated. conflict.
Mm-hmm.
This conflict doesn't make any sense, but there is stuff over there that's getting blown up and fucked up, and
mm-hmm.
people have died. There's no doubt that there's fucking Russian equipment all over the Ukraine. So, I mean, you can't deny that.
Right.
Some guys, you can't deny that. But there's also 47 questions come to mind about, you know, why is it stalled? What's going on? You know, they had some kind of peace meeting or whatever like that that they both walked out of.
That didn't make sense either, because they could have executed him right there. He walked right in.
I don't know, man. You know,
that's what
Morgan
said last night.
I believe about half the shit I see and nothing I hear, you know, until I thoroughly had a chance to look at it and go, okay, who these people were coming from,
mm-hmm.
what's their
mm-hmm.
agenda. But the scary part of it is, the more I look at it, the more I, you know, scrape the seed, if you will, the more I'm inclined to believe that this whole thing against Putin is being
hated. We said this.
Let me say this real quick.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. The United States of America, as a country, no, let me rephrase that. We haven't been a country for a while. We are a corporate conglomerate masquerading as a country, I'm sorry, has done nothing for the people, worked against the people. And all this seems like one big, huge collaboration between the U.S. and Western Europe. I mean, it's just all handy. Everybody's using the same keywords, you know. I don't care which of the propaganda stations you put on. They're all using the same keywords. And like I said, Russia told New World Order to fuck off. He went to the UN with the bio lab, you know, and it just, I don't know, man. It just the more I look at it, the more I feel, you know. Just fuck it. Let's take it to the New World Order. They're coming for us anyway. Do or die.
Right.
And that makes
Exactly. But, you know, too, it's like when you have George Soros making tweets supporting Ukraine and everything, that raises a big question, you know, because we know he's involved with the corruption over there as well. So, and that man has everything to lose if Ukraine is destroyed, you know. So, but I think, I think he's going after the whole kit and caboodle. He's going after all of them.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And, of course, you had Bill Gates, let's kill 3 or 4 billion people and make the earth good again, Gates, coming out and said there will be another pandemic. Oh, really, Bill?
Putin destroyed that lab that's going to produce that. Because they haven't heard any more mentions about it.
Some of the first strikes there were That's a blast. I don't know. Now, I had no, I don't know whether they were destroyed or not, but some first missile strikes and stuff were at the flag in those areas.
Well,
so,
when I was watching the live feeds from there and everything, you could see mushroom clouds when he was hitting those labs.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so it's a good possibility.
Those are probably thermobaric too, man, which, I mean, which is, I don't know, how to describe it, it has a punch of a nuke without the radiation.
Right.
You know,
well, they said, I know they were saying he has these missiles that can snuff out your lungs, you know, that could suffocate
yeah,
you. Maybe that's what that was.
Those are the ones I'm talking about. They are
right.
Fuel and chemical mixed. They call it like concussion or subsonic waves and stuff. I mean, it could, if you're in the effective zone of that thing, man, if it don't burn you to death, it's going to liquidate you from it, you know. And if you're out of the zone, just the concussion and stuff like that can call different types of organ failure and stuff. It's a bomb. You know.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to say motherfucker.
We say it all the time, so that's nothing new, brother. But it's like, you know, like Virgil was saying last night, you know, this whole thing doesn't make sense. And it's just like, the way it does, but in other ways it don't. Because this, he goes, this isn't how Russia acts. He says, you know, Russia normally, you know, all out. They can do it all. They can get Ukraine down in one day. Why go to this extent?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, you know. So something definitely went askew on the Russian side, but as soon as they get resupplied and stuff like that, I think you're going to see them roll back into more Russian.
Well, they got what is that little country, Belsaria? Belsaria, I may pronounce it wrong, helping Russia out. You know, and everything. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
So in, and they're letting Russia stage nukes there if they want and stuff. So I think he just pretty much rolled into there and go, okay, man, you guys are on our team now, and you're going to do what we tell you to do, okay?
Right. Right. So, and two, and I'm going to say this again. I said this last night, and Virgil agreed with me. Now, do you see why, Russell? I don't see any kind of elections coming up.
Oh, yeah. The Democrats cannot let this midterm election happen. I don't know. Today was the primaries here in Texas. I didn't vote because fuck them. They still had last elections, and Republican was just as fucking big a part of that fraud as the Democrats were. So, you know, they can just come fucking get me, okay? They can just come fucking get me.
Well, they could try it for me if they want to, but I'm going to take a lot of them out with me. But our primaries start here in Albuquerque already and stuff, but it's like, you know, again, I got into a fight with the Republican Party last night because of all the shit they're doing. They're pissed off at me because I switched sides. And I'm like, well, you know, that's my choice if I want to go independent. You guys get mad at me. I go, this is the reason why I switched, because you all act like a bunch of little two-year-olds. You're about as more corrupt as with the Democrats and everything, and, you know, and stuff. And I go, I ain't voting for either one of you. I go, I'll vote for the damn Michelle Grisham before I vote for any of you damn rhinos.
Yeah.
Exactly what I say. Because, you know, they took Karen to the Supreme Court this week.
Yeah.
They took her to the Supreme Court because they're fighting her. They're fighting her dirty and everything, because she does have a good chance of winning and everything. So, but it's like, not, you know, but I don't know, man. I get so fed up with arguing. You know, I get tired of arguing with them, but, you know, they started with me, and I let them have it yesterday. Yeah, so I told them y'all could just fuck off. Yeah, but you know, and it's the truth. I mean, you know, it's the truth. They're corrupt. They're corrupt too.
They are. The whole system is. That's what.
Oh yeah.
And that's what you can't make people understand. And, well, there's got to be some good guys in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if there was any good guys in there, why aren't they speaking up? Why aren't they on every fucking news channel? Why aren't they flooding the fucking media platform? The same way with these, well, you know, there's still some good people in the FBI. No, there's not. If they were, they'd be slapping these other motherfuckers in handcuffs.
They really got pissed off at me. You know, when I said this, they go, "Well, you, all of you, every one of you, are a bunch of Judas." I go, "How much did you sell your soul for? How much?"
Yeah.
Didn't hear
exactly.
Peep out of them. And then 5 minutes later, oh my God, you talk about the attacks. You know, they got pissed. You know.
So after I ran my little scenario down there, man, what do you think? I mean, as far as Putin maybe running, maybe firing the first shot to the war against the New World Order.
I think he can take them down. I think he's going to pressure Ukraine. I think he will do it. That's what they want him to do. But I also, and I agree with Virgil when he said this yesterday, they're going to assassinate him. I think they will probably assassinate him before this is over. What do you think?
Assassinate who?
Putin.
It would have to be somebody very, very close to him, because Putin's ex-KGB, and his circle probably consists of about three or four people, and he's got, you know, people go out of the Russia or this, that. Let me tell you, man, Russian special ops is still very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
These conscripties they sent into Ukraine, and that's something else that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why would you send conscripties and send your best troops to roll through there and take care of business?
Unless exactly. That's what Virgil said.
Unless he expected a different kind of a tactic by it. That's why he took out the labs first.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Unless he's being like the cat and mouse. He's a cat and he's playing with mouse. You know, until, you know, just before the cat kills the rat. You know, maybe he's doing that.
Or maybe he's sucking them into a deal that the media is glorifying this guy. He rolls in there, takes the key, and his special ops people get to all those records before they can destroy the hard drive, wipe everything there.
Right. And who knows? Well, I heard they were already destroying documents.
It's like I said at the beginning of the show there, right? Right now, I don't think anybody knows what the fuck's going on. You gotta keep your mind open. You have to look at everything and don't trust anything you see.
Exactly.
You know, You know, and you just gotta check everything two or three different ways, and you know what? If it doesn't sit right or it doesn't sound right, it's probably not. So,
right,
you know,
it's like I said earlier before we got on the show, there's a lot of fuckery going on.
Yeah.
There's some serious fuckery going on. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But
real serious fuckery going on around this motherfucker. But,
right.
Yeah. But, you know, who the fuck knows? We'll just have to watch, see what happens the next day or two.
Right.
I've never seen this kind of assault on anyone, Joseph. I mean,
neither am I.
He needs to be charged with war crimes and this, that. So explain something to me. Explain to me exactly how this works, okay, Joseph? So we go into other countries. We bomb the shit out of cities. You know, civilians get killed. All that, but we're heroes. We're doing God's work. Now somebody else does it for criminals. So
yeah,
you know, how do you justify that? You know,
well, that's
so,
how evil works. That's how evil works, brother. Evil is deceiving. See, and I talked last night with a good friend of mine about this. Everybody doesn't realize, we realize it, other people will start realizing it, but the entire world right now is being deceived. One of the biggest hoaxes, one of the biggest deceivers you're seeing right now being played.
Right.
And I kind of feel like, that Virgil laughed at me when I said this, but I'll tell you what he said, it's like, I'm just waiting for Satan to pop out and say, here I am, I'm going to save the world.
That's kind of what
I'm saying. Virgil's like, I don't know, Satan will be disappointed with what's going on. He might be too embarrassed and just go back to hell.
Right. You know, I mean, like I said, it just, none of it adds up. And... you know, the absolute full media assault. This is way, way too scripted. I mean, this whole thing. And, you know, and I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck to think right now.
Well, all I want to say is, will somebody please stop rolling that Jumanji jazz, please. That's what it feels like. We're in a game of Jumanji still.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, we're just, we called this taking place, but this is not how I envisioned it taking place. You know what I mean?
Neither did I. I mean, it caught me off guard, caught Virgil off guard, too. You know, and just the other day, Karen, you know, she was praising you the other day because you were spot on. We were spot on all this, you know, and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, what in the fuck? Somebody please tell us what the hell's going on.
The shit up here in amongst us, one of us got to have some relief, you know.
Right. But I don't know, man. I just feel that I also feel that somebody's winding up that Jack in the Box. You know. So, but oh God, I mean, this is so many scenarios in this. Yeah, it really. I mean, if this sounds too good to be true, it normally is. If this is too good to be true.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. So I guess we'll just watch what happens the next couple of days.
Yep.
And stuff. Gee, man. It's about that time anyway. I need to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry about last night. I made me a cup of coffee, set it down. It's about 15 minutes for the show to start. set it on the coffee table, sat down in my chair, and I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning in my chair with a cold cup of coffee sitting on the coffee table.
That's tired, brother. That's tired. So I've been there, done that. Well, you know, a long time ago, I remember I was working for the newspaper company, and I was sitting in like 16, 17-hour shifts, right, for like 2 weeks straight. And I was so tired that when I got home, I actually pulled up, didn't even make it to the drive, partly to the drive, passed out with a car running in drive. Fell asleep.
Yeah,
that's hard. So, but anyhow, I tell you what, at least we're not glowing green.
No, not yet. And
check this out. I just got this. I'm going to say this before we shut out. Our so-called government in New Mexico has decided they're going to take in UK refugees up here in New Mexico. They're going to give them food stamps. Yeah. They're going to take in the Ukrainians.
Wait. Y'all got to import white people.
Exactly.
That just came
on the news while our so-called governor is going to do this.
Somebody's going to call that racist. I mean, what, you know, we've already had, I forget who it was, one of these leaders of the race baiters stuff came out there. Well, the only reason they're covering what's going on in Ukraine is because it's white people.
Right.
Whatever.
So,
I mean,
the question I want to answer is, why isn't our border patrol up there when we can't even handle our own borders down here?
Well, you know, it's just become so inanely stupid that, you know, it makes a guy want a day drink.
Well, I quit drinking 2 years ago. So I might pick it up again. last time I got drunk, I got a hold of some moonshine, and I quit drinking after that. That did me in. I had a hangover for almost 3 weeks.
What you call it? Well, no, you don't need to start drinking again, man. I drink enough for both of us.
Right. But anyhow, we'll go ahead and close the show, and I'm going to air this a little later on iHeartRadio and Spotify. And, hey, Russell, I'm going to try and experiment Thursday. I got some requests on TikTok. They want me to try to do a live radio show. So I'm going to try to figure out how I could do that on there. So we might go live on TikTok as well. But I'm gaining all my followers. I'm up to 5,000 followers right now.
TikTok's only like really short videos, right? We can't do a whole show, can we?
Yeah, on the live we can.
So I'll put pants on.
Right. We won't be on video. It'll just be me on video. But I want to be hooked up to my hearing aids to where we can connect and everybody can hear us, you know, like they are now and everything. So for some reason, my microphone fucked up. But anyhow, we'll go ahead and close the show. Y'all have a good night and just hope we don't glow green in the morning. Everything.
Good night.
Be careful. We'll be back for Thursday night and y'all have a good week. And see you soon. Do you need anything, Russell? Call me.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube.
Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?